ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Yo, what's up? Chris Sims here. It's Chris Sims Unbuttoned, and I got my man Patrick Mahomes. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you doing this with me, man.
No, I appreciate you having me, man. I appreciate you having me. You supported me from the beginning, so I appreciate you having my back all the way through.
I appreciate that. I'm glad you remember that. Me having your back made my career actually jump off to a degree, so I do appreciate that about you and playing awesome to prove me right.
You know, what's crazy is I remember you and I think it was Lefko at the time, y'all had made a video about me,
right?
Kind of when I was still in that third round, second round projected,
right?
And you're kind of one of the first people to like see, hey, this guy can throw the football a little bit. And so I appreciate that. And we jumped up the draft board, and now we're here.
Hey, we're here. That's for sure. Definitely. All right. So I want to have some fun with you here a little bit, if you don't mind. One, I want to have a catch with you because that's like a dream come true for me. All right. Two, like, if you don't mind, I want to go through like early years of Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Okay. 10-year-old Mahomes. What sport were you going to be a professional in?
Oh, I was baseball all day. If it wasn't baseball, it was basketball. It's a funny story. I actually tried out for the Pop Warner football team.
Right.
And they moved me to They moved me to linebacker. And I got juked on the first padded practice, and I quit the next day. So I never was a football guy.
Quitter!
Until high school. I remember the guys that I played that I quit. I beat them in high school, and they were talking smack. So I got the last word.
You got the revenge.
Yes.
Right. All right, so when does it switch? Like when did it switch to wait, football's the sport?
It's that Texas high school football. I had the opportunity to play safety on varsity my sophomore year. And then in the junior year, I was deciding if I wanted to even play football or not.
Right.
My mom told me, you're going to regret it if you don't play. And so I went out there, competed for the starting job with my best friend for the first four games, and ended up taking over the starting job and fell in love with it that day.
Wow. I did not know that aspect of it. All right, I want to go back to when you're 10, just real quick on this too. Give me your favorite baseball player at that time.
Yeah, I was Alex Rodriguez. My dad played on the Rangers when he was there.
Right.
And I was a shortstop. I was taller. I like to go across the middle, do the spin, the throw, and everything like that.
Right.
I was a little hurt when he went to the Yankees, moved him to third base.
I'm a Yankee fan.
at the same time, I loved watching him play, and I actually got to see him when I was young, and I got to see him again recently, and it was cool to kind of catch up with him.
So, basketball player, who was your favorite one at that time?
So, at that time, I was a Carmelo Anthony fan.
I was
going the other way. You had LeBron. Everybody was LeBron fans.
Right.
So I love LeBron, but at the same time, I wanted to kind of have that guy, and it was Denver Nuggets, him shooting the Melo, the three, hitting the three sign on the side of the head, then goes to the Knicks. And so I was a big Carmelo fan growing up.
Gotcha. All right. And then football at that time, who was your favorite quarterback?
Brett Favre. My dad was a Favre fan. I think he had him like every year in fantasy football. And so I was a big Brett Favre fan. And then as I got older, I became Aaron Rodgers fan.
Yeah. All right. So now high school, like going back to that, the fact that you had to compete with somebody is still blowing my mind out here. But when did you realize like, wait, my arm is special? Like, when did you go, wait, my arm's next level here?
So I realized I always had a strong arm because of baseball.
Yeah.
I remember when I was young, like playing T-ball, they'd tell me I would have to roll at the first base because I would throw it too hard. And so that's why I played up but still, even with the kids up, I was still having to like skip it across the diamond. And my dad used to get all mad about it. When I got in high school, I think when I realized I was really good at football was that junior year. I kind of was still playing, just freelancing, playing it like a baseball player would. And I ended up going out, and we beat a lot of our rivals and made a little run in the playoffs. I was like, I can do this football thing.
So junior year, that's when it kind of started to take off. And then that's how you ended up at Texas Tech, because, you know, I'm a Longhorn. Yeah, I don't know if I like you all that much.
No, I visited Texas.
You did?
That's when I was still playing safety. They looked at me as safety, and I was like, man, I'm not a great tackler, so that's not gonna be the way I go. I actually was really, really kind of a lot of interest from A&M.
Right.
Because Kingsbury was the offensive coordinator there, and I went to a junior day where everyone had offers. Miles Garrett was there, all the main guys. And Kingsbury got hired by Texas Tech the day before. I didn't get the offer. On the way home, he called me from Texas Tech and made my first official offer.
Wow. So they were the ones that really pursued you, and that's why you ended up at Texas Tech. They kind of believed in you as the quarterback guy.
100% yeah. And they said I could play baseball too.
Okay.
Kingsbury was like, hey, I'm going to let you be you. You can go play baseball, but at the same time, you can play this quarterback position.
Okay, all right. So did you ever worry at Texas Tech about, like, trick shot? Oh, it's all about throwing. He's not really learning quarterback. Did you ever worry about that?
I didn't. I came from an offense like that in high school.
Right.
And then seeing Kingsbury and what he did with Johnny and how special that was and him winning the Heisman, I knew that I fit that style. I could kind of freelance, maybe not run like Johnny could run, but I could throw the football around and do that stuff. And so having that with Case Keenum as well, I just like the way he worked with quarterbacks.
So now I want to go back to getting the NFL life here a little bit, if you don't mind. First off, I like to do this with everybody. I want to see your hands.
You got small hands.
They're not that small, though. They're not.
I got really, really
thick palm.
Thick palm.
And a wide hand.
Yes.
You really do. I see it. So wait, show me your grip, too.
So I don't like showing my grip because it's so bad.
Well, it's one in three, right?
No, so this is what I do right here. I don't even know how I started grabbing it like this. And what I've been told my whole life is I hold the ball way too tight. And so I like to grab the entire football and get it. And it's nothing like anyone I've ever seen. Because I'm like all like to the side of the football, but it works for me.
It does work. It's working for you for sure. You hold the ball because that's better that way. Here, let's have a catch. I mean, I'm about to have a catch with Patrick Mahomes here. So this is going to be awesome. Seriously, this is a dream come true of mine. We want to make sure you stay ready for football night in America, Thursday night football. All right, so the gripping of the football is really interesting.
Yeah.
You're very unique. It's becoming more of a thing where the quarterbacks are gripping the top part of the ball more, which I find interesting. And do you feel like that helps you be a baseball player a little bit?
I think it helps me, like you're saying, it helps me when I get on the side of the football.
Right.
I don't have to worry about being perfectly on top of it. I really have the football in my hand. And, I mean, even going back to baseball when I pitched, they said I held the football too hard there, too. Like, I always have been a guy that just really grabs every part of the ball if I can.
But you don't have any problem with grip, like throwing a wet ball or anything like that?
I've had no problem. I was a little scared about snow. I grew up in Texas.
Right.
And so I didn't know how snow was going to work. But at the same time, I came out here in Kansas City, and Coach Reed had us practicing in 0 degrees. When I got to game day, I was like, this is easy. So I think just living in it, enjoying it, taking the challenge has kind of really helped me out as far as throwing the football.
Right. All right, so your pregame warm-up. Mm-hmm. I say all the time to everybody, I'm like, it's Ken Griffey Jr. watching batting practice. It's Steph Curry shooting threes, right? You got to see Mahomes warm up. Tell us about it. You're making all these crazy throws, doing all this. I know you're not just showing off. Like, what's the purpose behind it?
Yeah, I've been a guy that I've always believed if I'm going to do it in the game, I have to practice it. And I learned that from Kingsbury in college and then Coach Reed and letting me go that first year on scout team. And so I knew when I got in the pregame, I was like, I'm not going to just sit here and warm my arm up. Let's get into these angles. Let's throw it from the sidearms and see how I'm feeling that day. And I think that's been the biggest thing for me is – as long as I practice it and I trust it, I go out in the game and I can be me.
Right, and then so that's the other part I'm like enamored by. Most coaches in football are like, don't do this, don't do that, right? When did you start to go next level with all that? Was it that rookie year where you didn't play at all?
Yeah, I think it was my last year in college. I played quarterback and there was a guy named Nick Szymanek who actually bounced around the league just a little bit there. He's a trainer now. And he could do the sidearm stuff too. And we used to, in practice, we'd be like, hey, let's one up each other. Let's see who can do the better sidearm, the better no look. And so that's when it started. Kingsbury loved it. He was probably the biggest fan of it. And then this first year in college, I got on scout team. And scout team, they let you go a lot of the time. Sometimes they circle the guy they want you to throw it to. And I was like, well, I'm not throwing interceptions, so I'm going to no look the throw. And then by like week 7, they were like, hey, you got to stop the no looks. Like, you got to just throw the ball the right way.
That's amazing. All right, so then you get here to Kansas City, and like Andy Reid is like okay with that? Was there a moment where you were finally like, wow, I'm in the trust tree. He's going to let me do some of this crazy stuff.
Yeah, I think it was – it wasn't like I asked or said anything like that, but I think once you start doing the easy stuff and you do that stuff well, he lets you have the freedom to be who you are. And you always hear him say, let your personality show. And to have guys like Travis and Tyreek and Sammy on my first team, I was able to do kind of that, some of that, I don't want to say trick shot, but that different arm angle type stuff. And it let, I think it let them play free as well. And Coach Reed was the biggest fan of, like, just go out there and make this offense yours.
How do you balance being Mr. Pocket quarterback? I got to make the right read. I know the defense. I should go here with the ball. And going, wait, I'm not going to lose my backyard ability either. How do you kind of deal with that mental struggle there?
Yeah, it took me a while. I think you saw in that one year where I was hitting all those deep shots. It was working, and then everybody started playing us deep. I had to learn how to take the check down. I had to learn to take the easy throw. And that's something that I had to battle. It's against my nature. I want to throw it deep. I want to score a lot of points. But Coach Reed did a good job of just preaching it to me. And then when I finally it did that, it opened up the rest of the field as well.
Right. All right, hold on. I want 1 second here. I got to cheat. I got to look. I'm not that smart, man. I went to Texas, like I told you.
Texas,
I just want to make sure I'm not messing a spot here.
You better watch out for Texas
Tech
this year,
man. Got that. Yep.
Y'all better watch out for Texas Tech this year, man.
We'll see
about
that.
We're a little sneaky good this year. I don't usually say it. I'm usually a downer on Texas Tech.
All right, here we go. Sorry, my bad. Here we go. All right, so, I mean, you're the human highlight film right now. You make the most damnedest throws I've ever seen, right? I don't know if you ever see me in Football Night in America. I'm always like, oh, my gosh, it's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar throwing a jump hook across. I mean, I'm always laughing at you and your throws in amazement, right? Do you take pride in doing that? Do you like that aspect of your game?
I like to see it after. I've always believed that I'm a competitor at the end of the day. Like, I play the quarterback position, and I'm a quarterback, but I'm just trying to find a way to win the game. And I think that's what you see all the great quarterbacks. And so you see throws like the Denver one last year when I'm running and I'm, like, panicking, and I kind of just hook it over to Jet McKinnon. That's not something that's planned. That's not even something that I've really practiced. It just kind of happens. And so that's what I take pride in, is I'm more than just a quarterback. I'm a football player, and I want to go out there and win.
Take us into that spot of, like, the flow state of, like, you know, with Steph Curry's doing all this crazy stuff, what's in your mind as those panic mode moments you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it just kind of slows down. I think you hear a lot of athletes talk about it. It's the game slows down to where there's sometimes that I even just do it off reaction. I've seen the moment happen before. You see me, I walk the whole field before the game, and I want to see the throws. I want to see those moments, and I want to see what's happening. And so when I'm in that moment, it's not like I'm panicked and I'm throwing it. I'm like, let me just find a way to maneuver the football, get it there, and let the playmakers make the plays happen.
So, like, mechanically better, playmaking at an all-time high, right? There's 2021. Would I be fair to say that, like, you went through a period, maybe because of your toe early in the year, where you were off your game a little bit and, like, weren't mechanically as good as maybe you are right now?
Yeah, you said it. For me, I'm all about my feet. Like, I want my feet to always be in the right spot if they can be. And so when I go in the offseason and I work on throwing, I never work on my arm or, like, how I'm throwing the football. I always believe if my feet get down at the right time, then my fingers will figure out the rest of the throw.
Gotcha.
And so you saw that. I don't know if it was my toe or if it was just I kind of got in a little bit of a funk. But it was something where my feet were off. I was overstriding. I was getting long. And then once I finally got out of it and I found it, everything started clicking again.
Right.
And so that's something that I try to pride myself every year is you see the highlight throws, you see all the sidearms and stuff like that. But if I can, I want my feet to be in the right spot and I want to really come off the mound and make a throw.
I saw that on the Netflix series a little bit too. And like when you say your feet were too long, you were like getting too much, like almost baseball-y,
yeah,
right?
I'm a pitcher, so I want to go and do this. And I have, sometimes my fingers are good enough that I can still
you
make
can still
the throw.
Get it go, right.
But if you can, you want to make it easy on yourself. And I watched a lot of tape with my QB coach on just guys that have been great in the past, like Aaron and freaking Joe Montana, John Elway, and you right. always see when they get their feet down, they come off the mound and make these throws, and so that's something that I wanted to do, that's something that I've really prided myself over these last 4 or 5 years.
Mechanics mastered, offense, you look really comfortable, right? What's the next phase of your game that you're looking to go, I got to go to the next level here?
Yeah, I think it's just continue to become a better and better leader, and that's not only on the field and how I play, but how I push these guys to be great every single day. You look at our team, we had a lot of young guys that won the Super Bowl. And so you would think that would mean that we're just going to have this run. But I think a lot of people know is, like, once you win it, everybody wants to relax.
Right.
I want to make sure no one relaxes. I want to make sure that everybody knows that they have to take it to the next step now. Everybody's going to give us their best shot if they weren't already. And we have to know that going into the season.
So if I say Willis Reed or Kirk Gibson, what comes to your mind there?
I think
Jordan flu game.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just those guys know, like, you got to compete. You got to just lay it all on the line. And for me, it's not even about being hurt or going out there and playing injured. It's about, like, showing up for your teammates.
Love of the game.
I mean, you have to love the game, especially playoffs. I mean, I mean, we work all season for this moment. And there was nothing that was taking me out of that game. I think you saw that on the documentary a little bit, other than Coach Reed. And once he let me go back in, I was ready to go out there and put it all on the line.
Like, I'm just saying, you not only had the year of, like, one of the greatest years in quarterback history, you're now in the greatest quarterback all-time conversation. You're one of the most popular sports stars in the world. And now you're gritty and tough. Like, and I don't think people expect that from diva superstar quarterback all the time.
No, it's like I feel like I've always been that toughness has been part of me.
Right.
I've just always been someone that loves competing. I love what football means. I mean, just it's a complete team sport. And I know sometimes I get a lot of the hype and everything like that for the Chiefs. But if you look at our team, it's everybody. And whenever someone needs to step up and make a play, they do every single time. And it's not always me, but it's cool whenever you get to hold that trophy at the end of the year.
Around any corner, within every battle, and with the dawn of each new day, the threat of the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unrelenting lies in wait. But Marines will always be there. They are the constant in the chaos. No matter the battlefield, Marines adapt to win, defeating every shifting threat. Protecting our nation's future. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Yeah, I know that. You're a team-first guy. You're extremely humble. I've talked to too many people that say that about you. Brought up Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, right? I got to ask you, like, Aaron Rodgers was my favorite quarterback,
yeah.
Right? It's been so close to happening. And now,
yeah,
finally, it looks like it might happen in week four. Knock on wood.
Yes.
Hopefully, you don't jinx it here. But, you know, what would that be like to play Aaron Rodgers and finally get that matchup?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I've always thought it was the coolest thing to play the great quarterbacks of the generation that I watched growing up. So, obviously, I played a lot of games against Tom. I've played against Big Ben, played against Andrew Luck. And I just haven't had that moment of playing against Aaron. And,
right.
Shooting the commercials with him, kind of playing some golf rounds with him. We built a great relationship and stuff like that, but he's just as competitive as I am. So I'm excited for that game and Sunday Night Football. So
yeah.
We'll be on the stage for everybody to see.
You know it. We'll be there. Is Rodgers a guy you take, you know, watch film, take anything from his off-platform throws or anything when you were first learning that?
Oh, 100%. It was someone that Kingsbury actually told me to go watch. And whenever I was first got at the Texas Tech, and I'd always watched Aaron, but like kind of on TV. But to get on that All 22 and really see the way he was able to manipulate the pocket and then get out and use his legs, and then obviously just throwing the football. I mean, the dude never doesn't throw a spiral. I think you see that on even Hard Knocks at this point. And so it's cool to see to watch him play and hopefully get to go up against him.
Last question or two. What's the most nervous you've ever been in an NFL moment?
Ooh, in an NFL moment.
You had a moment your first year playing. You were in the huddle against the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, and the sky cam went over you.
Yeah.
And I remember you looked at it, and I remember that was the first time I thought, man, Mahomes might be nervous for the first time ever.
I would say the most nervous that I've been, which is crazy because it's not that game, but it was against the Patriots the first time we played them, opening night, my rookie year. I wasn't playing. I was backup quarterback. But I remember running out on the tunnel, and they had, like, the big inflatable trophies on the field because they were doing their banner night.
Right.
And I remember being like, oh, we're in the NFL now. Like, this isn't Texas Tech anymore. And so that was probably the most nervous that I've been on a football field. The Super Bowl and all that stuff, you get nervous up into the game, and then right, it's like when the first snap happens,
Let's
everything
go.
Just locks in. So
right.
I think that moment, that first NFL moment, was definitely that one, that first year in New England.
Yeah. Well, you had no control over that moment. That probably made you more nervous, too.
Yeah.
You're like, nothing I can do about this one. All right, and this is your toughest stretch of your NFL career. Did you ever have a stretch where you're like, damn, I'm just not playing good, I'm not throwing it good, whatever, I'm not seeing the field good?
Yeah, no, it was the one we talked about a little bit earlier.
It was
It was like a 3 or 4 game stretch where it was like just nothing was working the way that I wanted it to work. And that tests your mind. Like, are you going to keep working? Are you going to continue to evolve as a quarterback? And that's something that I had to do. And it had been easy. I don't want to say easy, but it had been so easy to come out and I'm throwing it and we're scoring and all this different type of stuff. And then I realized, like, no, this is the NFL. You got to get better or you're going to get caught. And
right.
So that's something that I've kind of held with me the rest of my career is I got to keep getting better. If not, I'm gonna lose some of those games that I feel like I shouldn't.
Last one, I swear. Like, I have to ask you this, right? Like, my company, NBC Sports, will be mad if I don't ask. 7, right?
Yeah.
I know you're one at a time here, but – I mean, do you hear that noise? Do you think about that number? What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to think about it.
Right.
If you think about 7 Super Bowls and then 10, being in 10 of them, I mean, it seems surreal because, I mean, I know how hard it is now to even get to that game.
Right.
But like you said, you take it one at a time. At the end, that's the ultimate goal, I think, for any quarterback in this league is to get to all those Super Bowls. I know it's a long ways away, and it's going to take a lot of just – season in, day in, weekend, whatever it is, of being the best I possibly can be. And then if you talk to me in like 15 years, and we'll see where we're at and see if I can get close enough to that 7.
All right, I'll be back before then, but maybe in 15 too. All right?
I appreciate you.
You're the man. You are the man. I really appreciate it.
Yes,
good luck this year.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.